Second question. The first few days of active meditation tend to tighten muscles, causing pain everywhere. Is there any way to get over that? Go on doing it. You will get over it. And the reason is obvious. For two reasons. First, it is a vigorous exercise, and your body has to get attuned to it. So for 3 or 4 days, you will feel the whole body is aching. With any new exercise, it will happen. But after 4 days, you will get over it, and your body will feel stronger than ever. But this is not very basic. The basic thing goes deeper. And that basic thing is what modern psychologists have come to know. Your body is not simply physical. In your body, in your muscles, in your structure of the body, many other things have entered through suppression. If you suppress anger, the poison goes into the body. It goes into the muscles. It goes into the blood. If you suppress anything, it is not only a mental thing, it is also physical, because you are not really divided. You are not body and mind, you are body-mind. Psychosomatic. You are together. So whatsoever is done with your body reaches to the mind. It is just the other end of the same thing. Whatsoever is done with the mind reaches to the body. It is the other end of the same thing. For instance, if you get angry, what happens to the body? Whenever you get angry, certain poisons are released in the blood. Without those poisons, you will not be enough mad to be angry. You have particular glands in the body. Those glands release certain chemicals. Now, this is scientific. This is not any philosophy. Your blood becomes poisoned. That's why when you are angry, you can do something which you cannot do ordinarily because you are mad. You can push a big rock. You cannot do it ordinarily. You cannot even believe afterwards that you could have pushed this rock or thrown it away or lifted it. Back when you are normal, you will not be capable to lift it again because you were not the same. Particular chemicals were circulating in the blood. You were in an emergency condition. Your total energy was brought to be active. But when an animal gets angry, he gets angry. He has no morality about it, no teaching about it. He simply gets angry, and the anger is released. But when you get angry in the similar way any animal will get. But then there is society, morality, etiquette, and thousands things. You have to push it down. You have to show that you are not angry. You have to smile, a painted smile. But you have to create a smile, and you push it down. What is happening to the body? the body was ready to fight, either to fight or to fly, to escape from the danger, either to face it or escape it. The body was ready to do something. Anger is just a readiness to do something. The body was going to be violent, aggressive. If you could be violent and aggressive, then the energy would have been released. But you cannot be. It is not convenient. You push it down. Now, all those muscles which were ready to be aggressive, what will happen to them? They will get crippled. The energy will push them to be aggressive, and you will push them backwards, not to be aggressive. There will be a conflict in your muscles, in your blood, in your body, tissues. There will be a conflict. They will be coming to express something, and you are pushing them not to express. You will be suppressing them. Your body gets crippled. And this happens with every emotion. And this goes on day after day for years. Then your body gets crippled all over. All the nerves get crippled. They are not flowing. They are not liquid. They are not alive. They have become dead. They have become poisoned. And they all have become entangled. They are not natural. Look at any animal and see the grace of the body. What happens to human body? Why it is not so graceful? Why? Every animal is so graceful. Why human body is not so graceful? What has happened to it? You have done something with it. You have crushed it, and the natural spontaneity of its flow has gone. It has become stagnant. On every end of your body, there is poison. In every muscle of your body, there is suppressed anger, suppressed sexuality, suppressed greed, and everything. Suppress jealousy, hatred, everything is suppressed there. Your body is really diseased. So when you start meditating, all these poisons will be released. And wherever the body has become stagnant, it will have to melt. It will become liquid again. And this is a great effort. After 40 years of living in a wrong way, then suddenly meditating, the whole body is in an upheaval. You will feel ache all over the body. But this ache is good, and you have to welcome it. Allow the body to become again a pillow. Again it will become graceful and childlike. Again you will regain the aliveness. But before that aliveness comes to you, the dead parts have to be straightened. And this is going to be a little painful. Psychologists say that we have created an armor around the body. And that armor is the problem. When you get angry, if you are allowed total expression, what you will do? When you get angry, you start crushing your teeth. You want to do something with your nails and with your hands, because that's how animal heritage will have it. You want to do something with your hands to destroy something. If you don't do anything, your fingers, will get crippled. They will lose the grace, the beauty. They will not be alive limbs. And the poison is there. So when you shake hands with someone, really there is no touch, no life, because your hands are dead. You can feel this. You can feel this. Touch a small child's hand. A subtle difference is there. When the child really gives you his hand, if he is not giving, then it is all right. He will withdraw. He will withdraw. He will not give you a dead hand. He will simply withdraw. But if he wants to give you his hand, then you will feel that his hand is as if melting in your hand. The warmth, the flow, as if the whole child has come to the hand. The very touch, and he expresses all love that is possible to be expressed. But the same child, when grown up, he will shake hands as if a hand is just a dead instrument. He will not come in it. He will not flow through it. And this has happened because there are blocks. Anger is blocked. Really, before your hand becomes alive again to express love, it will have to pass through an agony. It will have to pass through a deep expression of anger. If the anger is not released, that anger is blocking, and the love cannot come out of it. Your whole body has become blocked, not your only your hands. So you can embrace someone, you could take someone near your chest, but that is not synonymous of taking someone near your heart. These are two different things. You can take someone near your chest, this is a physical phenomenon. But if you have an armor around your heart, a blocking of emotions, then the person remains as distant as he was ever. No intimacy is possible. But if you really take a person near, and there is no armor, no wall between you and the person, then the heart will melt. Then the heart will melt into the other. There will be a meeting, a communion. Your body has to release many poisons. You have become toxic. And you will have pain. Because those poisons have settled down. Now I am creating again a chaos. This meditation is to create chaos within you so that you can be rearranged, so that a new arrangement becomes possible. You must be destroyed as you are, only then the new can be born. As you are, you have gone totally wrong. You have to be destroyed, and only then something new can be created. There will be pain, but this pain is worth. So go on doing the meditation and allow the body to have pain, and allow the body not to resist, and allow the body to move into this agony. This agony comes from your past, but it will go. If you are ready, it will go. And when it goes, then for the first time you will have a body. Right now you have only an imprisonment, a capsule dead. You are encapsulated. You don't have an agile, alive body. Even animals have more beautiful, more alive bodies than you. We have done much violence to our bodies. So when in this chaotic meditation I am forcing your bodies to be alive again, many blocks will be broken. Many settled things unsettled again. Many systems will become liquid again. There will be pain. But welcome it. It is a blessing. And you will come over it. Continue. There is no other need to think what to do. You simply continue the meditation. I have seen hundreds and hundreds of people passing through the same process. Within a few days, the pain is gone. And when the pain is gone, you will have a subtle joy around your body. You cannot have it right now. Because the pain is there. You may know it or you may not know it. The pain is there all over the body. You have simply become unconscious about it because it has been always with you. Whatsoever is always, you become unconscious about it. Through meditation, you will become conscious. And then the mind will say, don't do this. The whole body is aching. Don't listen to the mind. You simply go on doing it. Within a certain period, the pain will be thrown out. And when the pain is thrown out and your body has become again receptive, and there is no block, no poison around it, you will have a subtle feeling of joy always enwrapped around you. Whatsoever you are doing or not doing, you will feel a subtle vibration all around your body of joy. Really, joy only means that your body is in a symphony, nothing else. Your body is in a musical rhythm, nothing else. Joy is not pleasure. Pleasure has to be derived from something else. Joy is just to be yourself alive, fully vibrant, vital, and the feeling of a subtle music around your body, within your body, a symphony. That is joy. You can be joyful when your body is flowing, a river-like flow. It will come, but you will have to pass through suffering, through pain. That is part of your destiny, because you have created it. But it goes. If you don't stop in the middle, it goes. If you stop in the middle, then the old settlement will be there again. Within 4 or 5 days, you will feel okay. Okay, just the old, as you have always been. Be aware of that okayness.